Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. Hey, Mama, hey. It is Monday. Are you having a good day today? Did you take that deep breath with me? You didn't. No, you absolutely didn't. So we're going to do it again. You ready? Are you ready? Okay, come on, let's do it together. So often, we overlook the importance of doing just a little bit. I approach things like, I'm going to do it all perfectly or it's nothing at all. And then it usually ends up being nothing at all because nobody can do all the things all the time perfectly. What do I mean by that? When it comes to the self-care practice, I'm going to speak in terms of me because this is a lesson that I constantly work on. I get excited. I'm like, I gotta do all the things. I gotta take better care of myself. And instead of just starting with something small and simple, I will plan out a whole calendar of self-care. I'm going to work out an hour a day, minimum 3 days a week. I'm going to drink a gallon of water every day. I'm going to go walking two of the other days a week. I'm going to meditate every morning for 20 minutes. And then I'm going to journal at night, every single night. That was me getting all into it and using my hands, and I hit my hand on the mic because I was all into it. And that's how I am. I get all into it, pull all my energy. Yes, I got it all. I'm going to do all these things, and that lasts about 3 days. And then girl is burnt out, and I end up doing nothing because I did too much too fast, and it got overwhelming, and so I shut it all down. Anybody else guilty of that? Is that you? Are you guilty of that? Because I know I am. I am so guilty of this. And I completely ignore the fact that if this is something I've been doing on a regular basis, I'm not all of a sudden going to be able to do all these things and create all these new habits. That's actually a little ridiculous. Yes, I'm calling myself ridiculous. And it really just, we forget like the small things matter. And like I said in a previous episode, it's usually when it comes to like negative stuff or the thing that stresses you out, it's usually something so small that just knocks you over the edge, that sends you into a spiral or starts your little mini breakdown. Like you made it through all the big overwhelming stress things. Like you hit the deadline you had to do. You planned the birthday party for your kid. And now you just got to go grocery shop and pick up all these little things. And then you like drop your water bottle getting out of the car at the grocery store. And that little bitty thing just like sends you right over the edge. Like you can't take it anymore. So if it's the small thing that can send you over the edge, why can't it be a small thing that can save you from going over the edge? If we can just take the time to be okay with doing small things, if that's all we have the time for, is better than nothing. It is better than nothing. So some of the simple things that I've talked about before, taking time to take deep breaths, having silence, eating lunch. That's small, but how many of you overlook it and don't eat lunch all throughout your day because you're trying to get everything done? Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know some of y'all are guilty of this. If it's the small things that tip us over, why can't it be the small things that save us? So if we, throughout our day, take advantage of doing something simple and small for ourselves, it adds up. If you think about it, when you talk about saving and making deposits into a bank account for the long-term financial health, right? Your long-term financial health. You don't depend on making $10,000 deposit, $15,000 deposits to build that account. No, you're usually making small, consistent deposits that you have either said that will automatically come out of your checking account, or every time you get paid, you put this small percentage away for savings. And it's something that adds up over time, because you're constantly making these little deposits consistently over time for the long term. I want that mindset when it comes to self-care. That's the mindset I've been working on. Consistently putting in small deposits into my mental health, my physical health. If that means I can't do an hour workout, which never happens, that doesn't mean I don't get to work out. Like, a 15-minute workout is better than no workout. A 15-minute lunch is better than not eating lunch at all. A quick salad with some leftover chicken thrown on it is better than nothing. Or a quick sandwich that you picked up at Subway or Quiznos or whatever the sandwich place is near you. The add up of you making those small deposits on a regular basis is going to save you. It is going to keep you from losing your shit. It is going to keep you from having that mini breakdown. It is going to keep you from dropping all the balls. So stop thinking of, well, if I can't, I don't have time to work out all the time, and I'm not going to, I don't have time for girlfriends, and I don't have time for this, and I don't have time. What do you have time for? What's the little thing that you do have time for? Because check the amount of time you spend in on other things, and what's something, just a small amount of time that you can give back to yourself. Whatever it is. If that means I'm going to drink water today, drink that water. If that means I'm just going to take periods throughout my day to take some deep breaths so I can bring my shoulders down from around my neck and just kind of roll my neck around to release the tension. That matters. It matters. And you feel yourself getting stressed out, you're like, you know what? I'm just going to go walk outside for a minute so I can gather myself. It matters. It's the deposit into your long-term self-care, your long-term mental, emotional, physical health. And every little bit counts. So don't forget the small things. Don't diminish them. Don't dismiss them. Because so often we're like, that's not good enough, so I'm not going to do it. And then we have nothing. Nothing at all. So you don't need to be doing yoga, filling out your prayer journal, doing everything for everybody in your house, and making a healthy dinner, and drinking water, and having a cup of tea every day, and drinking the green matcha because that's healthier for you, and giving up sugar, and going to the gym. Girl, I'm tired just hearing all of that. That's overwhelming. It's too much. But you can take a breath in your car. You can drink water for dinner instead of juice. You can drink one less glass of wine at the end of the night. Because once you manage that one small thing and it becomes your habit, it becomes a go-to for you, guess what you can do? You can build on it and you can ask the next small thing. And then the next thing you know, you have all these small ways of taking care of yourself consistently all day, every day. And then guess what? You have a reliable, functioning self-care practice holding you up. Just like that. It's a collection of small things. And if we can change the mindset to approach it from that direction, as opposed to, whoa, people doing all these things. I got to do all these things to be taking proper care of myself. Switch that mindset. One little small thing at a time. And that will give you that little bit of time to love on yourself and start building that self-care practice. I love you, Mama. You have a wonderful week. And take the time to add those small things to your daily life. Mwah. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at MyLifeIsABeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.